Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today I'll cover some harvest safety tips, relay some gardening news, and talk about bagworms, and remind everyone of the McPherson County Farmers Market. That is open from 8 to noon right here at the Round Top each and every Saturday on the 4-H Fairgrounds. But first, for today's Did You Know? For many of us, this is grilling season. There's really nothing like the aroma and taste of meat, poultry, and fish cooked on an outdoor grill. And whether you are camping or hosting a small gathering or just grilling on your back deck, grilling and picnicking with your family go hand in hand. And just as with cooking indoors, there are some important guidelines that should be followed to ensure that your grilling foods reach the table safely. Marinate foods in the refrigerator, never on the kitchen counter or outdoors. Cook immediately after partial cooking. Cook food thoroughly. When it's time to cook food, have your food thermometer ready. Always use the thermometer to be sure that your food is fully cooked. Keep hot foods hot and cold foods cold. Keeping food at proper temperatures indoors and out is crucial to preventing the growth of foodborne bacteria. And don't reuse platters or utensils. Using the same platter or utensil that previously held raw meat, poultry, and seafood allows bacteria from the raw food's juices to spread to the cooked food. Instead, have a clean platter and utensils ready at grill side to serve your food. In my farming news, with wheat harvest in full swing, let's do our part in making sure our roads are a little safer by slowing down on the county roads and giving the harvest crews a little more distance to ensure safety for both you and the farmers. Early reports that some of the wheat is making from 40 to 60 bushels per acre. In my garden news, have you ever heard that removing dead flowers encourages the growth of new ones? KSRE can confirm that. Roses, hardy geraniums, petunias, and other flowers benefit from the practice commonly known as deadheading. But deadheading isn't helpful for all flowers. Some plants will bloom more rapidly if old, spent flowers are removed. Annuals especially focus their energy on seed production to ensure that the species survives. If you remove old flowers, the energy normally used to produce the seed is now available to produce more flowers. Perennials can also benefit by lengthening the blooming season. However, some gardeners enjoy the look of spent flowers of perennials, such as the purple coneflower. Also, the seed produced can be a good food source for the birds. Not all plants need to be deadheaded, including autumn joy, impatience, and most flowering vines, periwinkles, and wishbone flowers. Again, those that do bloom in response to deadheading are hardy geraniums, petunias, marigolds, snapdragons, begonias, roses, blanket flowers, zinnias, sweet peas, and salvia. Deadheading is easily accomplished by just removing the spent flowers. With some plants, pinching between the thumb and finger can do this, but tougher plants with wiry stems require a scissors or a pruning shear. Get ready, get set, go. Get those bagworms. For those of you that have been waiting patiently, now is the time to spray for bagworms. Several insecticides are labeled for the use against bagworms, and most work really well. Thorough coverage of all parts, especially the top part of the trees and shrubs where bagworms commonly start feeding, is very important. Frequent applications here in June are essential for achieving the control of bagworm populations. And now for my extension news. Here at K-State Research and Extension, we would like to help you with any and all of your questions. KSRE is taking calls and emails every day. Remember, we can process soil and forage samples for testing, make identifications on plants, weeds, and insects, and all other activities that you can count on. KSRE has compiled numerous publications over agricultural topics and any other information you might need to help the community members take care of themselves and others during the hot months of summer. Check us out on our webpage or by calling our office during normal business hours, which is weekdays 8 to 5. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620 241-1523 with any of your ag questions.